Heart program on Joy AM 1550. I'm author Albert, sitting in for Art Schreiber. On the phone with me now is Dr. Janet Yagoda Shagam. That's a PhD kind of doctor. And she is one of the authors of a book entitled Regaining Bladder Control, What Every Woman Needs to Know. Janet Shagam, I find myself less than comfortable dealing with this topic. I gather that many women do not like to talk about this topic.
Well, actually, it's a little bit worse than that. It's considered to be the terrible thing, you know, left of the 21st century, the last most stigmatized condition.
Is that right? And it's a big problem for older women?
It's certainly a problem from older women, but certainly not only older women. A lot of women shortly after childbirth have problems with incontinence. And for some, it begins really as early as the late 30s and 40s.
Oh, wow. And you wrote this book along with an expert at the University of New Mexico.
Yes, Rebecca Rogers is a urogynecologist, which is a subspecialty of gynecology, where she has had several years of extra training in the specific area of the bladder and other urogenital functions.
And I gather this from the title, Regaining Bladder Control, that this book is not just a bunch of sad stories, but rather it can help women deal with the problem.
Yes, this is a really kind of a soup to nuts kind of book. First of all, it's written in language that anyone can understand, and it gives women the opportunity to learn a little bit more about their bodies, as well as the kinds of things they can do on their own to help themselves, as well as the choices they can make along with their clinician about their treatment. And that's actually one of our big issues, is giving women choices as opposed to going to a doctor and being handed a pill or being given surgery without really any discussion.
Mm-hmm.
There are many other options besides those two.
And incontinence, I gather, is not a simple thing. There are different kinds and I presume different origins.
Yeah, it's actually an amazingly complex and complicated process. I guess we should be really, really more than grateful that we can, you know, take care of our bladders without really thinking about it. But for women, there are really two major types of urinary incontinence. There's overactive bladder or urgency, which, by the television advertisements is sort of gotta go. And this is a neurological issue where the brain and the bladder are no longer coordinated. And so women get extreme urgency to go to the bathroom to urinate that is uncontrollable. There are often some triggers that will start it, such as even putting the key in the door, hearing water run, and things of that sort.
Oh.
The other major type of urinary incontinence is called stress incontinence. And this has nothing to do with a difficult day, but in fact has to do with changing in the body's architecture so that the bladder is no longer able to retain urine or hold the urine when dealing with things like laughing and coughing and bending and picking up heavy objects. And so this one is called stress incontinence. And some women actually have a combination of both.
Okay. Obviously there's a lot in here that, in the book, that will be helpful to women. The book is published by Prometheus. Where do people get it?
Okay, Prometheus Books is a small publisher in upstate New York. You can order it directly from them. But it's also available locally. Page One has copies. Borders at Winrock has copies. I have asked the Borders up at the Authors Academy if they would carry it. I'm not sure that they do yet. Barnes & Noble, I believe, has some copies. And the University of New Mexico Medical School bookstore has many copies, which are signed by the three of us. And although I have to admit parking is more than a nightmare to get there are probably also a few copies at the bookstore on main campus that you can get to right off of Central Avenue.
Where is the medical school bookstore?
Kind of behind it. It's between the law school and the medical school, and there's a set of stairs that go down.
I'm sorry I asked.
You should be sure. Yeah.
I can now visualize that's messy there, and they're always rebuilding the road there, too.
Yeah, probably the best thing, if you're interested in getting a signed copy, is to simply go to the main bookstore off of Central Avenue, and they can just have one brought over for you.
Right.
It's also available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and many of the other online resources that we have.
Okay. Any phone numbers people should have?
Yeah. You can get, there is a urogynecology center at University of New Mexico, as well as one at Loveless, or whatever it's called right now. I'm most familiar with the one at the University of New Mexico, and you can call them at 272-9712. One of the advantages of going to a urogynecology center, whether it's here or elsewhere, is that they are able to provide a wider range of services that include things like physical therapy and specialized nurses who can fit women with pessaries that are very, very helpful for stress incontinence, and also would often also accompany this problem, pelvic organ prolapse. And so you can get the full range of services at places like this, although your gynecologist or even a urologist may be very helpful, they sometimes do not have this range of services to provide.
Janet, you go to Shagam. Thank you very much for your presence and your expertise, and for tackling with your co-authors this tough problem.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope people find it helpful.
Great. The book again, Regaining Bladder Control, What Every Woman Needs to Know, at page one, Borders, Winrock, Barnes & Noble, the UNM bookstore, and we will continue with more of the Blind Dark program after this.
What do you look for in your insurance?